From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. The president's top economic advisor, Lawrence Summers, says the U.S. is now on a path toward economic recovery. That remark is in a letter to House GOP leader John Boehner, who, along with other Republican lawmakers, complained last week that administration policies were having no effect on the nation's high unemployment rate. In a swipe at the policies of the Bush administrations, Summers said, President Obama is committed to not repeating the fiscal mistakes of the last 8 years. Two Americans have won this year's Nobel Prize for Economics. They include Eleanor Ostrom of Indiana University, the first woman ever to receive the prize. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
Ostrom will share the award with Oliver Williamson of the University of California at Berkeley. The Academy said economic research has traditionally focused on markets, but Ostrom and Williamson had advanced the understanding of how economic transactions are carried out by firms, corporations, and agencies. Williamson was cited for developing a theory on conflict resolution at corporations. Ostrom has studied the way users manage common property like fisheries and forests. The Academy said she had challenged conventional wisdom that common property was poorly managed and either had to be regulated or privatized. The Nobel Prize for Economics comes with a cash award of $1.4 million, which will be shared by the two winners. Jim Zaroli, NPR News.
The Senate Finance Committee votes tomorrow on its version of legislation to overhaul the nation's health care system. The office of the chairman of the panel, Max Baucus, is dismissing a new report criticizing the bill as an insurance industry hatchet job. That report, by a group called America's Health Insurance Plans, says the Senate finance bill could add hundreds or thousands of dollars to annual medical insurance premiums for typical Americans over the coming years. A Baucus spokesman called the report seriously flawed. Most people with the new H1N1 flu have recovered on their own, but new studies are showing that it can be challenging in some healthy young people. NPR's Richard Knox reports.
One study looked at 168 patients with severe cases of swine flu who were admitted to intensive care units across Canada. Most were relatively healthy adolescents and young adults before the new flu struck. Within a few days, they were in the ICU with failing lungs and a host of other dangerous problems. 3 months later, 17% had died. Mexican doctors analyzed what happened to 58 patients there who were critically ill with the new H1N1. They were also young and generally healthy before they got infected. Their death rate was 41%, more than twice as high as the Canadians. It's not clear why. The studies are being presented today at a European conference. They'll be published next month in the Journal of the American Medical Association. Richard Knox, NPR News.
This is NPR News from Washington. There's been another deadly attack in Pakistan today, the fourth in just over a week. A four-wheel drive vehicle packed with explosives was crashed into a military convoy. The resulting blast killed 41 people and injured dozens of others. The Taliban is threatening more such attacks. The Philadelphia Phillies are hoping to clinch their National League Divisional Series against the Colorado Rockies today in Denver. From member station KUNC, Kirk Sigler has a preview.
The Phillies edged out the Rockies 6-5 in Game 3, which ran a marathon 4 hours and 6 minutes and didn't finish until just after midnight. The defending World Series champs now have a 2-1 lead in the best-of-5 series. They can close it out by winning at Coors Field this afternoon. The Rockies are hoping to force the series back to Philadelphia for a Game 5. The winner will face the Los Angeles Dodgers in the National League Championship Series. The Denver dates in this series have been marked by extremely cold weather. Last night's game was postponed from Saturday night, but still saw some of the coldest recorded temperatures in baseball playoff history. Today's outlook isn't much better, with snow flurries still possible and forecasted highs in the upper 30s. For NPR News, I'm Kirk Sigler in Denver.
The Chicago Cubs baseball team has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection, setting the stage for the sale of the team by media conglomerate Tribune Company in a deal valued at $845 million. The move is aimed at freeing the team of any claims relating to Tribune's own bankruptcy protection filing. The Cubs are being bought by the family of billionaire Joe Ricketts, founder of TD Ameritrade. On Wall Street at this hour, the Dow is up 42 points at 9,907. The Nasdaq Composite has gained 8 points. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.